Bringing hope to the hopeless, faith to the faithless, and love to the broken, everyone is welcome at the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Just come as you are. For the next 30 minutes, get ready to be ministered to and touched by an anointed man of God, Brother Charles Pierce.
Saith the Lord God, there will be a move of God upon this family, upon Sean, upon Lawana. Nashon, don't you get discouraged, because I've given you a very special talent. I've touched your wife, and before I get through with your wife and your children, you're going to say, holy, holy, holy. The Lord has surely done this, as the man of God has spoken. Nevin, you just wait on God. He won't be long, but just wait on God, because everything will work out. You are young, but hey, you know you got great mentality of the spirit. Move. You're going to change. You're going to stop. God's going to stop this stuff. And you're going to stay stopped. Well, I'm in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to speak in the Holy Ghost. Because you've got to have deliverance, complete deliverance. Let it be so in Jesus' name. I'm not going to grab you. I'm just going to let you stay there. You've told her and told her and told her until she's trying. She's trying. She's trying. But you're going to say, you hit your knees. You talk to God. But yet you're worried about your daughter. Don't worry about her. She will be all right. That's the Holy Ghost speaking. I'm promising you. Lord, the pain in her life, you're going to deliver her. Brother Raymond, there's going to be a 360. Degree turn. I don't understand all this turning. And I'm not here just to prophesy to you. You got a yearning in your heart to please God. And you will. God has called you. You know, I'm not trying to. You just do what the Holy Ghost says. And I'm praying you'll be blessed. And you'll be favored like you've never been before. Hallelujah. Satan will try to talk to all of us. We're going to listen to the Holy Ghost, Jesus. Come on. Stammer lips. It may not be to us, but I'm going to put that scripture right here. Stammer lips and another tongue while I speak unto this people. Brother Allen, you'll venture out. God's going to begin to stand to your feet, Brother Allen. You dropped 35 pounds, and I promise you. We are both going to be better. I can't drop 35 pounds. But I'm filled the Holy Ghost. I know the Holy Ghost is here. Now, if you're watching this, don't think we lost our mind and we're going to lose people. This is what brings people to the house of God. They want the real supernatural power of the workings of the Holy Ghost. And I'm not out of order. Brother Allen, there's a deep call of God in your life and you're frustrated. You're frustrated. And you said, Lord, it's not here, it's not there. I don't know where the old time move of God. You're right in the middle of it, but it's not a change. It's bringing us to our knees and bringing us to repentance, bringing us to seek in the face of God. Believe me. I got so much in my heart and the Holy Ghost. This is your daddy, right? You got some more laying on of hands and imparting the move of God to your family. And you've seen it. You said, Lord, don't let me go like this. Now that you're going to die, one day we all are. I've thought about it. But I hope I got a long time yet. You two have talked. I see you talking. And I see you saying, Lord, you're saying, son, don't judge it. Let the Holy Ghost have his way. I promise you, brother, that's the best word you could ever hear. Because you think all of us, Pentecostal Jesus, preaching spirit, one Lord, one faith, Holy Ghost moving God, don't know that as it was, Matthew 24, in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of the coming of Jesus Christ. They were married. They were given in marriage. And they knew not. They didn't know. When the Lord came, the flood came. The judgment came. Let me talk to you now. There's going to be more. This is just light. I don't like to say judgment. They're not judgment. There's going to be more signs you've ever seen. What we've seen is just a little bitty rain to what is coming. When the heavens and the angels that one time was enlightened to know God, and they turned from God in Genesis 6. Boy, this is something I want to know, and people trying to tell me that the gifts and the Holy Ghost is done away with. You better be quiet. It's just starting. But we are such a close to the coming of the Lord, and then all these things happening at one time. We're going to be snatched out of here. That's the catching away, not the rapture. You say you pray me, it doesn't matter as long as Jesus comes. Said they was married and given in marriage, and they knew not. The Six-Day War, 1967, I want to get on this. I don't want to get into it. Anyway, Luke 21. I believe that was the Six-Day War. That was some of the prophecy. Now we're to the place, and I just found out this morning that they have found with the ark. Now, it wasn't the Mount Ararat. It's right down from Mount Ararat. And they found with that ark and everything just the same dimensions, so high, so deep. But they said, Noah must have been a rich man. No, he's a man that listened after God. The same length, the same width. And they found the stones where Noah came out of the ark and he offered up the sacrifice. It had a trench where the blood could run. And they said, it made us believe more. They got pictures of it. They can't, because it's in Turkey. You can't go over there to the place that you can just go in there and. But God's word is true. It was so evil. I got to get on this, get off it. It was so evil in that day that the Bible said that the sons of God looked upon the daughters of men. That's generally about 200, what I've studied, what I've researched on, 200 guardian angels that had turned their faith away. Now you study that garden. You got a garden angels. People don't believe in angels. I do. I believe in good angels. I believe in bad angels. I believe in archangels. I believe in cherubims. Hallelujah. I believe in celestials. I believe in the supernatural. I believe in the Holy Ghost. But after that you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power. What? To sit on a pew and look pretty? No. That Holy Spirit of God is sent to you to shaken you and to strengthen you and give you power over these things. Now, I did a little dramatic with this. In the book of Corinthians, the 12th chapter, there is gifts given. Some say that was for the first church. That was for this. Don't ever let no one tell you that we don't have those gifts today. But he ain't giving them to anybody who's going to live anyway. He's going to give them to people that's given their life to God and they really know they're living for God. And they got special gifts. You got the Holy Ghost, you got the giver. Then they say the book of Acts is not really real. It only happened. There's no more apostles. They're not foundational apostles, but there's apostles. There's prophets. There's evangelists, there's teachers set in the church. There's foundation apostles, the 12, that seen Jesus. But God's called us out of due season, hallelujah, in the Spirit of God. Apostle Paul said, I never saw him in the flesh, but he did in the Spirit. So don't come point your finger at me and say, our God's not alive. Our God can still raise the dead. Brother Gray wanted to go be with Jesus. Your mama wanted to go be with Jesus. Cindy, she wanted to go. What a way to go. What a way to go. When them hunger and thirst after righteousness, they said, you're not here by accident. Last week he came. I said, you come back this week. Why not? And bring your family with you. They come in. And they come in here like a hallelujah, a bunch of eagles. They're waiting on what the word of God, through the vocalization, through the written word, through the logos, through the rhema. They're waiting on the Holy Ghost to move. Meridian, you're going to be turned upside down by the power of the Holy Ghost and churches that are seeking the face of God. He brought out something, brother. I know your name, Hollis. I don't mean I'm getting dementia, just. Brother Hollis brought out something. I've seen it, but I didn't see it. You ever seen something, wasn't that, you didn't see it? I love you. You're great people. You can make it. Just keep on, because if you wasn't worth something, Satan wouldn't be fighting you. Hello, come on. Now, he said, you know, I preached on the breach, the bump, and the blessing like Brother Mark Hanby, and about the ark being carried from the Philistines, the god of Dagon that fell before the ark and broke his neck and all this stuff. That was their god. So they said, get out. We got plagues on us. We don't want to do with all this stuff. Get it out of our country, because it's out of place over here, the Philistines. So they put it on an ox and a cart, whatever, and a cow or something. But it wasn't priest. So they put it on big planks and about two big wheels, and they put an ox carrying it. It was a good way for a natural man to think, just get it out of our country. Get it back where it belongs, but we ain't touching it. So they got up to a place, and the Bible said the old ox or cow, whatever, it had a breach, a bump, and then after a while, the ark began to fly it off. And Mr. Uzziah, he stabled it. Now, does it look like God would not have killed him? He just said it, and he died. He looks like a tater chip. He said that the fire came down and zilted him like a burnt tater chip. Now, he looked like he was an otter trying to hold the ark from falling to the ground. But he wasn't. But Mr. Friendly, Obadidim, or should I say, Mr. Ohio was Mr. Friendly. He was driving it. But you know what happened? They all left. And David got mad at God. He said, oh, I want the ark here in Jerusalem. God said, you get mad all you want to, but you're going to carry me right. You're going to put me in order. We can shout and jump up and down, but we're going to have the order of God. The order of God for anything to ever prosper. It's got to be like the word of God said, line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little and there a little. Come on, talk. Come on, let's woo the Holy Ghost. You may not know a thing I'm talking to you about now, but you will later on. But he brought out a thought. You know, Eli was a man that had power. God at one time offered up Samuel and blessed him to be a prophet, that his word never failed to the ground. Samuel, he stayed in the house of the Lord. Hannah brought him. But, hallelujah, when they started to lose the battle, let's get the old time religion. Let's get the old, we know what to work. We know what, let's get the word of God. But if the power ain't in the word, as you read it and you feel and you thrill and you got the right intention, it will be wrong. Oh boy, not the word, the spirit, the attitude. And then, As much as I've studied and studied, Trey, I never saw this. When they brought him back home, they put it in Obed-Edom's house. And you know something? You didn't see nobody say, we're the ones going to push it in there. Let me tell you why. They was tater chip zipped. I ain't touching that thing. I ain't trying to get no glory. I ain't a part of, I don't belong to that bunch. When you see the real power of God, you're going to say, oh, my God, I wish that and I said nothing against that. Just a thought. You be careful how you worship God. Just do your best. He knows your heart. So they got him a pole. Hey, they got him a pole. And they pushed it in Obed-Edom's house. Obed-Edom, I don't want it. No, I can't go to the kitchen. I don't want that thing in my house. Well, it's going in your house. Now, listen to this. Was it in order or out of order in his house? Out of order. Where was it supposed to be? It's supposed to be in the tabernacle of the temple. But the Bible said his lambs had more lambs, his taters had more taters, his mater has more maters. He was blessed and blessed being out of order. He didn't know it. Some of us don't even know sometimes we're out of order, but we're worshiping God. What would God do if we got in order? So don't judge anybody. Just keep on loving the Lord Jesus. Keep on praising God. This man was out of order, getting all his blessings. David looked at us, 5 houses carried. 5 houses carried in the beginning. How God wants this thing carried. I don't know how. I'm a king. I'm after God doing it, but I don't know. You may have high standing, but you don't know about what he wants us to do. That's why he got the gifts in the church. But David was a priest and he was a king. You got the power of God in you. Just walk softly before the Lord. Me too, very much. After a while, David said, I found it. He had a scribe. He had somebody that knew what they was doing. Some that knew about the ark, that knew about the tabernacle plan. He said, now what you do, David, if you want that back in the house of God in order, like a good old, let's love the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's have an altar in the church. Glory. Let's respect God. He said, you see them old staves, them rods that's through that, the sides of them and them rings on that ark? Yeah, they told me about it. I've seen the pictures, not Facebook, but I've seen the pictures. Said, that's supposed to be for the priest to carry. They're supposed to be holy before the Lord. But yet there's more to it than that. Come on, say amen. Break the silence. Crescendo. Break the silence. He said, now, after you get all that, the priest ready, I believe him right. Help me out, Brother Hollis. But Eli down here, they were having church for 100 years. Not Eli, but somebody else where the ark had been. Remember that. He taught me that through the word. Shiloh. It ain't where we had civil war. Shiloh. Peaceful. They were having church down here with no power of God. They was having a form, but they wouldn't have the ark because they couldn't get it. Here it was available. David said, I want it. Candlesticks, table of shewbread. I ain't got all that. But I want his power. I need the law. I need Aaron's rod and buddy. What's inside of that holy Jesus Christ, Almighty God, manifest. Come on, preach to me. I want that Shekinah glory here in Jerusalem. That's why they're fighting now. They want that Shekinah glory. So they brought it. But before they brought it, I believe it was 16 or 17 steps. Boom, boom, boom. They got it on the rods, got it on the shoulders, the priests. They go 16, 17 steps. Offer up a sacrifice. I believe it's 16, 17, whatever. And there's a long ways to Jerusalem. They cut some throat and offer up a sacrifice. Blood, 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 blood. It was a bloody, mess. The blood that washed away your sins. Nothing but the blood. Dagon is a fish god. Jonah would tell you that. But let me say this. They finally got it to Jerusalem. And then, hey, ladies, church, we better not laugh at somebody dancing before the Lord. As they, the Bible said, David, when he was able, he danced before the Lord. And then he came in the queen, should I say, the queen, which is Michael or whatever her name was, Saul gave him, it was his daughter. And she began to laugh. Ha, 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 ha. You look, and it danced his clothes off. Hey, men. Can you believe a naked, king, dance until he dies? If you're the juke joint, you dance your clothes off. If you was high on some kind of liquor, I've seen stuff that I didn't want to see, dance your clothes off. I've been in the juke joints. I don't like to confess it. To get my guitar because somebody borrowed it out of the church. And the big old gorilla-looking guy said, hey, are you the pastor of that little church? Yeah, I sure am. All the deacons outside, they wouldn't go in. I don't want nobody talking about it. I said, well, that's my guitar, and I want my guitar. He said, you take your guitar. He's about this tall. Black-headed, curly. He could have whooped me all over that place. I'd have got a sandwich for just leaving. He said, I'll get my money out of the guy that sold it to me. And he did. Let me tell you, God will get his situation out of the one that's told you a lie. If you've been told a lie, you got people that didn't come in your place cussing and claim to be a member of this church. It ain't us. We all better represent a drink and liquor. Oh, God, I got to be quiet. Because the ark has got to be carried right. If you got the Holy Ghost and fire in you, you need to shine in the morning. You need to shine in the afternoon. Well, I don't shine all the time, but we need to. When I'm feeling like this and the power of God's on me, that ain't God. Shut up. Forgive me, Lord. I wasn't talking to you. Talking to the devil. Some people think I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the spirits that I'm fighting. Sometimes I ain't no spirits. That's why you ain't got your dead as a cork. There are spirits of the principalities and powers and the spiritual wickedness of those angels that fell. I believe that's who it was that are fighting us today. That's why you're sitting there wondering, well, Lord, I got all these thoughts. Well, it's time that we got rid of these thoughts and put on finally, brother, put on the whole armor of God. Be saturated with prayer. Got my guitar, got back outside. But David said to Michelle, Michael, whatever her name was, his wife, she said, wasn't you something? Didn't you put on a show? Didn't you put on a show? Have you ever had folks criticize you? That's why I haven't said much lately. I just leave things alone. Because sometimes, almost the way I sense it, the Holy Ghost can be offended. Well, I ain't got this yet. Well, let's have that. Hold on just a minute. It ain't over. So I'll, in the Holy Ghost, I'll try to word my word better as the Lord gives it to me. But I'll promise you, some way or another, it will happen. Now you listen to this, and you put her down right now. There's going to be some stuff that's going to happen over in California. I've been saying it for 30 years. Told them over in Eureka, California, that there's coming a 5.1 or 5.5 out in the bay. Humboldt County. Now, if you're watching, go tell them all. Then the Lord said, give them 3 days to get out from that 5.1 out there. It's going to be a shaking. I'm back on the subject. I'll get back to the bump, the breach, and the blessing. I'll get back to naked David. Had a dream, a vision, what do you call a night dream? He woke up. I said, he showed me that place. I couldn't find anybody. He said, go to the pastor. I won't call the names. Great man of God. I couldn't find him. House is gone. I mean, inside, everybody's gone. Nighttime. I saw, like, lights. Then I saw the street light. And I didn't know that after jumping in the dream that a tsunami, I've learned this over time lately, that a tsunami generally comes after a great earthquake out in the ocean. And I looked up and I saw the white caps way coming. I said, Lord. So I was translating. He said, now go past after 3 days. He said, get yourself over to Redding and get them that will hear you to Redding, California. I don't know why I'm telling this, but it's got to do with carrying the ark of God. We so easily forgot what God's done for us, how he healed us, how he brought us out of what we brought. Come on, we forgot the shouting times, the praying times, the good times, the love of God, coming to the house of God, seeing Jesus do the mighty things. Even though we're getting older, we should be thanking the Lord. This is the hour that the Lord has called me for. Sister Grady, don't act like this much anymore in the pulpit preaching. Especially older preachers. We know what truth is. We know what walking with God is. We know what God can do, what we've seen. But he can do much more than what we've seen. I'm not an over-friendly person to go and grab everybody and say, how you doing? I love you. I'm happy to have you here. I do love you. I can't get too personal. Brother Raymond, I love you. Brother Raymond, don't you ever let the devil talk to you. Because I guess that's in my DNA. I don't know. And I will if the Lord tells me. But Raymond, you're right where you ought to be. But Raymond, praise the Lord. Amen. I don't say much to nobody. I say, thank you, Lord. But I'm going to say the Lord is working on this church. Sister Pam, don't you ever think about it. That God ain't going to, God's going to bless you. Sister Hollis, stand up. Sister Hollis, you don't worry about your children. The Lord said, I've already taken care of it. And he's going, hey, that curly, good-looking grandson, he's the one that's going to break the camel's back. Because he's big enough to stand his ground and tell everybody, me included, the Lord has said this. The Lord has said, they'll listen to blood. My kids, no. I don't know. All I know is he's a good looking guy. And he's a big guy. Sister Hollis, he loves you. Sister Hollis, you could be healed today. Hallelujah. Such a move of God. Come here, Sister Hollis. Lead her up here. Why the Holy Ghost is. Lord, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Take everything away that's unlike the natural and the supernatural. Keep the supernatural in there. But God, you're cleaning her body. You're touching the breast, the stomach, the liver, the stomach, and her mind. And you're touching Brother Hollis because he needs healing just as bad as she does. Sister Gray, you're not alone. Brother Nathan Gray stands right with you. I wish I was more friendly than I am. Tell her because I'll try to hear too.
You have been listening to Pastor Charles Pierce of the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Pastor Pierce and the Revival Center would like to invite you to attend service Sundays at 2 p.m., Tuesday prayer at 10 a.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m., or contact us at 601-693-9879, or go to www.kingdompeace.org.